Second, cherishing good fortune in moderation and forming ties of affinity. When the Chan master lies down to sleep in the mountains, he uses his robes as a blanket and a gourd dipper as a pillow. The Chan master leaves the ordinary world to live as a recluse by leading a tranquil life free from desires. The Chan life is not just simple. It is also one of cherishing things and building relationships of affinity. A blade of grass, a leaf, a tile, a piece of earth. The tiniest things will all come to life in the hands of a Chan master. Not the slightest bit of the earth's assets will be wasted. Venerable Zuo Xi of the Tian Tai school, for example, washed with spring water and entrusted himself to a life amid the clouds and pines. He lived alone in one room as broad as the Dharmakaya. His moral conduct won the praise of others. He doesn't light a lamp unless he is looking for a passage in the sutras or the sastras. He doesn't move a step unless he pays respect to the Buddha. He never speaks of the Dharma for his own benefit, nor does he receive any pittance for the Dharma. This is the best example of cherishing good fortune in moderation and forming ties of affinity. Chan Master Yi Shan wanted to take a bath. One of his disciples prepared the bath water for him. When the master arrived at the bathing tub, he tested the water and said, "It's too hot. Add a little cold water." His disciple carried in some cold water and used half of it to cool the temperature of the water in the tub and dumped the remainder. Seeing this, Chan Master Yi Shan was angry and rebuked him. "You Karmavarana demon, a drop of water is as valuable as gold. Water is life. Sprinkle it on the flowers and they will be happy. Sprinkle it on the trees and they will grow. How can you so lightly waste one of life's precious resources?" Following such a severe rebuke, the disciple changed his own name to Drop of Water. It was none other than Chan Master Di Shui, who later personally warned, "One drop of water amounts to a spring of sweet dew." The Chan way of life is just that simple, lacking in desire for the material things of this world. When one is thirsty, one drinks cold, sweet mountain spring water. When hungry, one eats plain and savory vegetables. One cherishes every blade of grass, every leaf, every chair, and every plate. Hearing this Chan, you can enhance your life by learning from the spirit of the monk, Drop of Water. Life is pretty comfortable today, in the material sense, and those who cherish things and form good affinities are few. You can buy a pen for next to nothing and write with it for many years, or even a lifetime. You can be one pen practitioner. Too much talk can mean trouble. By being circumspect in the use of your lips and tongue and not talking lightly, you can be one-sentence practitioner. Do not waste money. A dollar saved is a dollar earned in charitable deeds. You can be $1 practitioner. Fo Guangshan built a temple in the United States called Shi Lai Temple, which I visit often. When I go, I take some money with me and leave all of it there to form affinities. I return to Taiwan with nothing but a pile of napkins. The reason being that in the United States, when you go out to eat or take a boat or plane, napkins are available by the ton. Everywhere you go, there are napkins. You cannot use them all, and you do not want to throw them away. So I accumulate them one by one, and after 2 weeks in the United States, I go home with 70 napkins stuffed in my pockets. Napkins are not worth much money, but they are very useful. Think of all the timber, paper pulp, and labor used to make one small napkin. That is really something. How can you not treasure napkins? The spiritual value of any object transcends its material value. things as insignificant as a drop of water, a flower, a pen, or a piece of paper, all are precious. Everything should be treasured, cherished, and used to create affinities with others. What in life is not to be valued? Once Chan Master Qi Li was meditating in the Buddha's hall. A robber entered by night and said, "Give me your money or your life." "Don't bother me," said Master Qi Li, unperturbed. "I'm meditating. If it's money you're after, there's some in the drawer under the Buddha. Help yourself." The robber opened the drawer and took out the money. Just as he was about to leave, Master Qi Li said, "Hey, don't take it all. Leave a little. I still have to buy offerings of incense and fruit tomorrow." The robber did as he was told. As he was about to step out the door, Master Qi Li shouted, "Stop!" Frightened, the robber looked back. "The money you took belongs to the Buddha," said Master Qi Li. "Are you going to leave without thanking him?" Moved, the robber nodded toward the Buddha and then ran off. Shortly thereafter, the robber was apprehended by the authorities and confessed to having stolen from Master Qi Li. They took him to Master Qi Li for identification. "Nothing of the sort occurred," said Master Qi Li. "He didn't steal anything. He thanked the Buddha." Master Qi Li cherished the money and formed affinities using a compassionate heart. The thief was moved by this way of teaching and upholding the way. His sense of regret led him to mend his ways, and he became Master Qi Li's disciple. Respecting things and building affinities with others often are as inseparable as the relationship between cause and effect in Chan Buddhism. There is a story that relates to the causes and conditions for the reward of happiness. One day the three Chan masters, Shui Feng, Yin Tou, and Qin Shan, went out together to wander around and teach. They walked upstream. As they were discussing how to spread the truth of Buddhism, Master Shui Feng suddenly felt hungry. Hey, where are you going?" Suddenly they noticed a stalk of celery coming downstream. "Look, there's a stalk of celery floating down the stream," said Master Qin Shan, pointing. "Someone certainly lives upstream from here. We can go there and get something to eat and rest our feet." Master Yin Tou stared at the stalk of celery and sighed. "Oh, the people upstream don't care about a stalk of celery and let it drift downstream. What a pity. Such wasteful people are not ready to hear about the truth of Buddhism," sighed Master Shui Feng. "We should rest our feet in some other village." The three of them were in the middle of discussing the matter when someone came running down the stream, panting and apparently looking for something. "What are you seeking?" asked the masters. "I was just washing vegetables," said the person, covered with sweat. "But because I wasn't careful, a stalk of celery was washed downstream. I'm looking for that stalk of celery." Hearing this, the three masters laughed with joy and praised the person. "This person cherishes things and deserves to hear the truth of Buddhism. Let's go to his village, stay a while, and spread the truth." Those who cherish good fortune are the ones who will be most blessed. The Buddha nature is a field of blessings. Squandering good fortune or using it for bad things is not true good fortune. True good fortune is like planting trees and sowing crops, for only then does happiness permeate one's heart. Chan Master Ling Ji was planting pine trees in the mountain and was observed by Huang Bo. "Why are you planting pine trees when there are already so many of them in the mountains?" he asked. "One, to beautify the monastery, and two, as a sign for those to come." In not seeking to benefit themselves, but instead by seeking to protect the world, Chan masters manifest the spirit of liberating others. Teaching, learning, and upholding the way in Chan Buddhism is to enjoy life's good fortune with moderation and to learn through forming affinities. One improves one's practice and application with a compassionate heart while being guided by wisdom. Appreciating fully whatever you have in moderation and forming ties of affinity constitutes the life of one who studies the way of Chan.